Right. Can I say? Yeah. Okay. Have we got everyone here? Okay. We don't need the band, though. We just need the contestants.
Yeah.
That'd be quite good.
Hi.
Yeah, don't worry, Charlie. He's over there hiding. You can't see him. He's a bit shorter than everybody else.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to introduce him. We'll see who comes up the stage anyway. Today's panel, please welcome on stage. It's 2 for 6 Music, of course, and 2 for 5 Live. Please welcome on stage Tony Livesey, Pat Nevin, Sean Keaveney, and Steve Lamack. No, because they have to be in front of those signs. Tony, there's good journalism, there's great journalism, and then there's the Daily Sport nipple count.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I salute you.
And it was
for
always
it.
An odd number, and we never understood why.
Right, boys, how you doing, Sean?
Hey! I'm very excited to be here.
Excellent. Have you learnt the offside rule since we booked you?
It's because it's the person who stands near the goalkeeper who
will do
the ball.
That'll do.
It's that one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm totally across it, mate.
Excellent, excellent.
Liverpool, 1986, Alan Hansen.
Yeah.
I was told to say that.
Yeah.
Do I get a point?
Yeah. No, as Tony knows, I was on Tony's show, said the worst two things you can do is
never ask for points.
Why'd I not get a point for that? And, hey, Liverpool, hey, you support them, and I said something that was inaccurate about them.
I actually was a fan in the 80s.
And then what? You switched?
It's a long story that we'll go into later in the broadcast. On the
they seem to be winning. Okay, please welcome tonight's resident band. I'm going to call them, but that is a bit of an undersell. Please welcome the Kaiser Chiefs! Thank you, thank you. Do you know how to do a rim shot? It's the most famous sound effect. So the ba-dum-tsh is the most famous sound effect in Fight and Talk history. I'll do it first and then you just copy it. Ready? Nah, ours was better. Let's try again. Hold on.
Alright.
Should we get going?
What?
I know. We rehearsed it as well, didn't we?
I've got mine in there. I've got one.
Yeah, I need this one because I made some changes on the toilet.
Cross it.
I need that.
I did that as well.
Yeah, I know. You all good?
Well.
Yeah? Okay. So do you remember the wall bit? That's my idea of a warm-up. Do you remember the bit? Kind of just cheer when you want to cheer. I'm sure it'll all be great.
Yeah! That go for us.
Yeah! Yeah! That's the one. So you're better with 2 years on. You won't hear the room as well, but you'll hear what's going on air. So it's also good for pretending that you think, because you can't hear the crowd as well, you can pretend they're laughing.
Well, I'm just not going to look at the crowd anyway. Okay. And I'll just assume they are.
Yeah, I can hear you, but you turn it into like a weird Dalek thing. Now you're talking. Hey, baby. It's really exceptionally loud, but if you keep it to a minimum, or not when I'm reading. Okay. Is everybody ready in the control booth?
Cool.
Yeah, everyone ready in the room? Sound. Excellent. Kaiser Chiefs ready? Wow, rock and roll that was. Six Music, ready? Yeah. Right, we've done that. Ready, 5 Live?
So.
Okay, excellent. Right, everyone ready to go in the room?
Yeah.
Okay, save that for later. So the theme tune comes in. Feel free to clap at the top of the theme tune if you want, but the main bit we need is the massive scream of Sabotage, which has the amazing... It's a bass part, isn't it? The... And then it's awesome. It's all about all the pressure's on you, really. So we'll do that. And then I'll read a little intro and they'll say names of people and you can cheer them and what have you. But the good thing is, the Kaiser Chiefs are going to be playing the intros for each of the guests today as well.